Health care for the poor and underserved has also been on the minds of many of the nation's governors, as well as NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
In his speech to the winter meeting of the National Governors Association on Monday, President Bush talked a lot about war and homeland security, a little about the budget, immigration, and health care, and not at all about what was most on the minds of the governors, CHIP. CHIP, Children's Health Insurance Program, is an entitlement program for the children of the working poor. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that CHIP faces the prospect of a shortfall of $700 million this year and some $13 billion in the next 4 years. At this point, there are some 6 million, mainly children, who receive health care under CHIP. 14 states are threatened with falling short of the money needed to keep the program afloat. The administration spends $5 billion a year in grants to the states for CHIP and indicates that it plans to stick with that figure, whatever the enrollment may be. It is the negation of the entitlement principle, an obligation to meet the demonstrated need, that has the states up in arms. Democratic Governor Ed Rendell of Pennsylvania asks whether tax cuts for the rich should be at the expense of poor children. But Democrats are not alone. Republican Governor Sonny Perdue of Georgia says his state may have to freeze enrollments. $5 billion to treat 6 million children may seem piddling next to the hundreds of billions for defense. Leave no child behind is a slogan that President Bush borrowed from the Children's Defense Fund and applied to his No Child Left Behind education program. Perhaps it could be applied as well to children's health. Or perhaps children's health should be redefined as a defense program meant to assure a supply of healthy young people for future wars. This is Daniel Shore.